But first, when law enforcement officials use the word posse, the subsequent reaction is very strong. Some think about distant history, while others, especially those who live in the Valley, immediately make a connection to former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The posse was one of those headline makers for Arpaio, along with things like Tent City and pink underwear. Now, Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb has announced his own plan to introduce a citizen posse. And Sheriff Lamb is with me to explain what he'll be doing. Sheriff, what is the motivation for this?
What we wanted to do is I was running into a lot of citizens in our county that just have been frustrated with where we're at in this country, a lot of things they're seeing on the media, and they want to know how they can help. I've had a lot of people reach out and say, Sheriff, what can I do? And I can feel that frustration in the community. And so what I thought it would be good was to put together a citizens posse, give them some more education as far as what we do in law enforcement, what some of their constitutional rights are, what explain to them what the use of force is for us. And a lot of people, you know, they always have questions about how they can protect their homes, their communities, what deadly force looks like. So these are things that we hope to be able to give them more education on. And I think it's going to do well to help them feel a little bit more at ease with where that we're at in this country and what we're going through. And at the same time, this is also designed should an emergency arise, the sky falls, a flood, a fire, rioting, looting, any of these things, it opens up more resources for me as a sheriff to call upon to be able to protect our communities, which is my responsibility.
What sort of real training are we talking about? Because, yes, you talk about rescue situations. No question. I think people see that their neighbors can help, their communities can help. I think a lot of it for some people comes down to firearms, frankly. How does that work in terms of what a posse member in this case is going to be able to do? What sort of training, what sort of requirements are you going to put on them to know, hey, these are the situations you're going to help. Otherwise, it's going to be a professional member of my team.
You know, that's a great question. Obviously, that is something we're not going to be able to do in a four-hour class. We want to teach them some very basic firearm safety rules. We are going to encourage them, and I hope to put a list of all the businesses together in the community that do provide CCW classes or your concealed weapon courses, places they can go to just get a little bit more instruction, feel a little bit more comfortable about handling a firearm, carrying a firearm. We do want to run them through some scenarios if we can. That's going to be optional, and going through some of our, obviously, we in a contained environment, which is our new virtual simulator. We want to be able to get some of our community members on, and it will do two things. It'll kind of show them how difficult it is to make split-second decisions and how hard it is for these deputies and law enforcement guys on the road doing that every day. And it gives them a little bit of kind of just a quick overview of where they might be on their training level. So I would encourage people to get a lot more training after this class. This is not designed. We don't give them guns. What we want to do is just talk to them about the basics of firearm safety, how they can keep firearms in their home in a safe manner. And hopefully they will take that and build on that on their own.
Right. And you're going to be, I suspect, pretty cautious and pragmatic about all this.
Yeah, very cautious, pragmatic. We have liability here, too. And so I think people misconstrue this, that we just got a bunch of people out on the street now. No, that's not what this is. If the proverbial crap hits the fan, if something happens that is catastrophic, wouldn't you want to know that at least the person that I'm calling on to help protect a building or help a deputy in some way, and in case of an emergency, wouldn't you want to know that they've had some level of training, at least they've been able to understand a little bit better constitutional law, use of deadly force, these types of things? I don't think, no matter what party you are, or whatever you think of this program, I think that anybody would want to know that should I have to call these people up to help in an emergency, that having this training is going to be very beneficial.
There are some who will see, they'll look at community members and they think, great, as you said, we want to have some contributions. We want people to know that they know what they're doing, whether it's training or just being, you know, really conscious of how to help in an emergency or something like that. There are also some who have been called at sometimes vigilantes. They get out there and they will see something they don't like, and they may decide to take action on their own. Does this possibly open up that Pandora's box?
Well, I don't think that this opens that box. That box is going to be open no matter what. I hope that this would curb that to a certain level, that I think that those people that might have felt like that might be a little bit less likely after going through this course, understanding a little bit more how everything works within the sheriff's office. Now, anybody who goes through this course, will be treated just like anybody else. If they deem this as power or try to impersonate an officer in any way, they will be held to the same level of law that anybody else would be. And this is what's going to be explained to them. So I think when they leave this course, they're going to understand that there is no authority that comes with it. This is to help them have a better education, better understanding of what we go through. And also, should an emergency arise, it will give us some comfort knowing that some of these people have been instructed as to what the Constitution is and law enforcement is. So, and not to mention, I think this is going to be a good recruiting tool for our actual patrol posse, our citizens on patrol, which is like a block watch. We've also got deputies that we're hiring. We have detention officers. I hope that this in some way, and I truly believe it, will be a benefit to recruiting for volunteer and full-time positions in the sheriff's office.
Sheriff, one more for you. I know, as you mentioned, you've already got some form of a posse already. And I also mentioned, you know, we're familiar with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office having their posse. Any lessons learned from the posse you've had already or from Maricopa County or somewhere else that you're hoping to implement? Kind of a best practices thing.
Absolutely. I mean, we've learned a lot of lessons over time, and a lot of that was done before I got here. I got to be honest with you, my predecessors did a very good job of setting up a very robust and well-running posse program, and we've tried to continue with that. I think that the atmosphere that we've created here of standing behind our people and doing the best we can to support our communities has made people want to be part of the posse. So we've increased substantially in the amount of patrol posse that we do have. And so I think that we've been fortunate to really have put a nice posse program in place that has been much more beneficial to the community than it has negative.
All right. Mark Lamb is Sheriff of Pinal County. Sheriff, thanks so much. Good luck. Stay safe.
Thank you. God bless.